Well, just about anything imaginable people are writing about, and it's more like a diary. Some people, including the one that I wrote, was a diary of what I did in Afghanistan. I wrote about our missions and our daily life in a combat zone.
What are some of the restrictions that you had? What were some of the regulations that were in place that you had to observe?
Well, for me personally, I had to be very cognizant of operational security, known as OPSEC. And I had to be real careful about what details I gave out on the missions. Generally, I waited until I returned from a mission before I wrote about it. In addition, you're not allowed to use people's names and ranks.
The sixth annual Mill Blogging Conference is coming up. What is going on there, and what is how will you be participating in it?
Well, I'm not participating in that one this year. I was fortunate to be named as last year's Mill Blog of the Year for the Air Force category, but I was still in deployment when that happened.
What's the significance of this? What do people do when they meet together and talk about the issues that they deal with when they're blogging about their experience in the military?
Well, like I said, I'm not too familiar with what happens at that conference, but I believe they share their experiences and look at some of the rules and regulations for military bloggers, and look at better ways to disseminate the information, because the information you put out is highly influential to the public. Originally, when I started writing my blog, it was just for my family members and close friends. I didn't want to have to repeat myself in repetitive emails, and it took such a long time to attach photographs, and the bandwidth and the connection was really slow in Afghanistan.
What kind of response did you get, not just from people who were close to you, who knew you, but from people who found your blog and were responding just to the content that you put up there?
Well, initially, it was just a small group, my family members and friends. And before long, I was receiving anywhere from 500 to 700 visits a day to my blog.
Were people commenting on the stories, talking about what they saw?
Yes, they would.
And what
they would
kind of
offer comments and their opinions.
Give me a plug for your blog so we can get it linked up at federalnewsradio.com for you.
Well, it's kind of outdated because I haven't written since returning from my deployment. But the title is AfghanistanMyLastTour.com.